The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome back to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning here, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Well, Steve, you look a lot prettier today.
Well, thank you.
Well, Steve is not here. He had a little
accident
going on this week, and he's listening to us from his home.
Yep.
Hopefully he is.
And, said he was going to make sure I behave myself. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Rhonda did her hair and everything, came in here today looking all happy.
Put on
and
a little
pretty.
Makeup.
Put on some makeup for Facebook if it's working. So, oh, yeah. Welcome everyone here. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, July the 12th. We're almost, believe it or not, halfway through July.
Oh, yeah. It's hard
and
to believe.
And I'm happy because this heat is getting me, boy. It's something.
It's getting everybody. Yeah. I'm ready for fall weather. Bring it on.
Yeah, you always think, was it this hot last year? Maybe it wasn't, but it was still summer. And I think once it's done, you forget about it and move on. But
yeah, but we had a lot of thunderstorms and all going on this season.
Yeah.
We were watching the weather this morning. It's supposed to be coming pop-up showers and all week this coming week. So.
Okay. Well, that's always laughing. My dad was saying that the other day about his chance of rain today. I said, well, there's a chance of rain till Labor Day, basically. So we have all these thunderstorms rolling through here.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane season's upon us. And we had that little tropical storm last week, which we didn't get anything of. It kind of spun a little bit south of us. And went on up north on the coast, but probably have some coming our way for long. But it has been hot. It's been close to 100 a couple times this year. I don't think we did that very many times last year or two. So
the only thing with it though is I'm having an issue with trying to get my Roundup on my islands in my yard.
Yeah, you haven't done that yet.
It's been too windy and raining and stuff. So I'm gonna ask you: is there something granulated you can put down?
Not really.
Oh, no. Come
but
on,
I will tell you that Roundup, what we sell and what some other people sell, I'm sure, is rainproof. So even if it were to rain, it would be all right. So
yeah,
you go ahead and do it. The wind now is different. It's different. But you want to probably go out early in the morning. She's like, right now, there's not a lot of wind in the morning if you're doing that. You don't think about that, but I'll tell you a story. I've been waiting to tell this. I'm embarrassed to say this, but even professionals and experts or whatever you want to call me make mistakes with your sprayers. So make sure that – I know people usually have multiple sprayers, one for Roundup, one for fungicide, or one for just killing weeds like broadleaf weeds that doesn't have Roundup in it. Well, I made a big mistake about a month and a half ago. I came home. I'd been working a lot and – had my sprayers in my truck, one Roundup and one for weeds and zoysia grass. So I was like, I just had done my yard and it looked good, and there was some weeds come up in my little zoysia around the corner, and I grabbed the sprayer, went out there, and I was spraying. I came back and put it into my truck, and I looked at it. I went, oh, my gosh.
That
was the Roundup one. So immediately I cut my sprinklers on. I said, well, if I go ahead and water it, you know, maybe it'll dilute it or whatever. And I left them on for a while, watered again, and it didn't stop it. So even wetting it right after I did it still didn't
help.
So it's struggling. It's trying to come back. There was one part of a new Bermuda grass, Tahoma Bermuda, that it's coming back quicker than the diamond zoysia. But it made me sick. And I come home every day. And it's right there in the front yard, and my wife's like, what is going on with that zoysia? But she doesn't like it anyway, but now it really looks bad. It looks like it's wintertime for some of it. So,
well, maybe it'll come back next spring. So,
maybe so.
Yeah. That's the only reason, Tommy's been hesitant about spraying because we don't want to get it on the zoysia because, our whole yard has got zoysia, and
I'd worry more about the wind and don't worry about the rain. Usually in the morning, you got all day to dry before we get a thunderstorm comes up. But
all the azaleas and everything we have in the yard also,
They're very sensitive. A lot of plants are really sensitive to spray, and you don't really realize. If you could see the mist coming off when you're doing it, you would understand. It's called drift, I guess.
And you can see it kind of like fading away.
But that still can hurt.
I'm wondering if you put it really low.
Well, some people have, you can get like a comb thing that goes on the end of that, and then you just spray it. Go around. I've seen people.
I was thinking about that,
I've sprayed with like a big piece of cardboard, have somebody holding it beside there, and then you spray. There's all kind of ways to block it.
For the wind direction.
Yeah.
To stop it. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Something like that.
I can see me and Tommy getting out there and him with the sprayer and me with the cardboard.
Steve looking out the window going, what in the world is them two doing?
Hey. At least we'd be getting it done.
So. That's good. Well, I want to make an announcement right quick, too. Also, it's the first ever kids farmers market is this morning at Millwood Plantation. Right there behind Showmars and all that. If you go in there, there's a park in the middle. And my wife and some other ladies helped organize this. Our two little granddaughters are out there, and they're selling lots of different things, herbs and vegetables and juices and jewelry. And we have about 7 or 8 vendors. They're all children. So
that'd be great. I think that is just wonderful that they're doing more than sitting in front of a TV or their little iPods or whatever, iPads or whatever.
So Papa Dave, me, had to get up early this morning and
get them set up.
Put some straw bales and a tent, and the tent didn't work. You had to go back and get stuff. So, you know, when you get ready to do stuff, sometimes it doesn't go as planned.
Have to swing by there and check them out.
Papa Dave.
That's it.
I had a Papa Dave, and now I'm Papa Dave, so that's cool. All right, we'll be right back to take a break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Makes me feel fine, blowing the breeze of jasmine in my mind.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
But the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Love that song.
Get it one. Yeah, Matt's rolling today. Got me kind of bouncing around here. I was like, where'd that come from? He usually does his little theme things. Where's that Rolling Stone? Rocks, rocks, rocks. Made you think of that? Rolling Stone?
No, I just it was on my mind this morning. Okay. I saw something about Dr. Hook, and I was like,
how about that? Dr. Hook.
And the medicine show.
Woo-hoo.
Wow, boy. I bet that was something back in the day.
Yeah. They look like something.
A lot of smoke and stuff going on, lights and crazy stuff, so.
The show smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, probably all kind of smoke.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well, we'll say hey to Steve. He is at home today, and his lovely bride's here with me, and we're talking a little bit about Millwood Plantation, my neighborhood I live in, behind LA Fitness, back in there behind Shomar's. They're doing a children's farmer's market. So a lot of the kids in the neighborhood have booze and selling jewelry and vegetables and flowers and all kind of stuff. So come out from 9 to 12 and see what they got.
Swing by there after the show.
Cash, checks, Venmo. We were just talking about, wondering if they had a credit card. I don't think, I know my wife doesn't have a little thing to run, but my middle grandchild, Madeline, she may have something. She'll figure something out to get that money.
Yeah. My wife doesn't allow me to carry cash much.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, I like to keep cash that my wife doesn't know about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn that.
David's money.
I like to keep a little cash because I don't like everybody knowing where I spend my money.
Exactly. Well, I mean, cash is... I don't know. It's lost. I mean, basically, a lot of people don't do cash. And then if you have a, I went to McDonald's this morning, you give cash to some of these young people at the cash register, they look like, what?
And
like,
they can't count change back.
Never know. No, and it tells you right there on the thing what how much you get back.
So. We had to, it was wild. We had to go out to California a couple of years ago for one of my wife's conferences. And I was looking to pay for something and where to put my card in, how do you slide it in? And they introduced me to the thing where you just tap it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You just wave your card. I said, man, that's dangerous.
That's even, it makes you think, I don't know.
I hope I don't back up on something and pay for something.
Exactly.
Card in my wallet.
Well, they have those things where people can get near you and do it. But then they also have these things, metal wallets or something you can protect
RFID
it. It's just,
yeah.
Man, people just get a job and work and quit trying to get the easy way out. You worked so hard to do that, you could have had a job.
Yep,
sound like, boy, I sound like an old man.
Be like these kids out at Millwood today.
Yeah.
Get out there and
earn your money.
Use cash. Get out there.
The
go play outside.
Have some incentive.
Go play outside.
Yeah, touch some grass. The more and more, though, the last couple of years, you're talking about the farmer's market over at Millwood, you're seeing more and more opportunities for our children to get out there. I think that's awesome
to do
some urban gardening. I know one of the churches here in town just had almost like a VBS for middle school and older kids,
that's
teaching
good.
Them life skills and woodworking, you know, things they're going to need to know when they're young adults and they don't have mom or dad there to take care of them.
I think everything comes in cycles like that. I mean, we've had a little downtime, and I've noticed in the lawn care world that there's some younger kids, 18 to 20, that are starting to get into business now, and a lot of the older guys are done. There was like a big gap there where there wasn't anybody doing it, and there's a great opportunity to...
We've got a young man at our church that he's a junior at Northwestern right now, and he's, during the summer, he's been going to different people's yards and planting stuff for them and cleaning up their yard and doing pine needles. And that's one reason I was trying to get mine cleaned
get
up.
So for him.
I told him, I said, I can get Carolina Fresh to bring me the pine needles and get you to put them down. He said, just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, you know, and he's working to help pay for his truck. His dad had got him a truck for when he turned 16 or something. And so, you know, he's got to pay for it. And when I understand that, and I think that's a good incentive for him, and he enjoys doing it. He enjoys working outside. And I told him, I said, you know, this could be a long-term thing for you. I said, and I'm sure Tommy, and I said, I can also get David Rector to help you. And I said, you know, if you're looking for doing something that in your future. And he said, well, I'd appreciate it. He said, I'm thinking about it anyway. So I think that's great, you know. They don't have to go to a four-year college to
really
make a living.
I think that's good. And my wife works at ATC, and that's a great opportunity to learn all kind of careers over there. They do drones and cosmetology and landscaping. And, just all kind of stuff.
Yeah, that, get you some skills under your belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you will need them.
And if nothing, it'll be a fallback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might get a job. You might not like it.
Yep.
Then you can go on and do something that you enjoy or you know a little something about. It's awesome.
I've known young people that have gone to a four-year college and got a degree, but they did not get a job or have the work in what they got their degree in college. And I'm like, you know, here you spent all this money for a 4-year degree and you're not even in that line of work. So
I'm one of those kids. I'm
waving my hand. Well, you got 4 or 5 jobs now, Matt, so that's good. Good thing, like me, got lots of jobs. So, I went to a conference years ago, and it was one of these lawn conferences. They had these robotic lawnmowers and all that stuff, and I'm like, yeah. People are saying, oh, this is the end. The lawn care business won't be doing. I said, that thing does not trim bushes, put out pine needles, talk to people, you know, pull weeds, whatever. I mean, there's never going to be the end of somebody needing stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's a great thing.
I think it's time to take a break.
Yeah. And we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Be so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home.
And we're back to small town Rock Hill, getting bigger and bigger every day.
Yes, it
is. To our dislike in some ways, but it is nice that we have a lot of new people coming in. It helps all the businesses. And thank you for everybody's coming to Carolina Fresh. We've been doing had a very good year so far. It's been kind of quiet this past week, though, with the heat coming up.
Yeah, you know. I think a lot of people have been pulling the stuff in their gardens this year, this week also. I mean, Tommy pulled, I know, 10 dozen ears of corn yesterday. Mm. And we sat, after we got back from rehab, we sat at his house from like 12:30 to about 5:30, shucking and cutting and doing corn. And so, I mean, it was fun. I mean, we got to spend a little quality time with the brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Fun, so,
talking and going on. It's good.
Yep.
She said she brought me some, so that's good.
I brought all the guys some corn.
Nice. So.
I broke down and got some at the food line this week. It was $4 for $1.
And that's not bad.
Well, this is fresh.
This is local fresh corn. Yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, his tomatoes haven't been doing very well at all. And
I've got some, but they're just small.
Yeah, I mean, they're real small. And
they're not supposed to be small tomatoes.
Black on the bottom. Mm. I don't know what's causing that. They get black on the bottom, and then
Yeah,
I think maybe that week, a couple weeks ago, where it was just so hot, rain. I think
he was watering it. He's got the irrigation on the garden, but you know, sometimes natural rainwater is better for it than
And I've got 2 giant cucumber bushes. I have them coming up on little trellises and stuff, and I've hundreds of blooms and. Cucumbers.
His on trellis. And I mean, the cucumbers are really long when you do that instead of being shortened.
Well, they're hard to see. The leaves are so big. You have to get in there, and then I'll miss one, and it'll be like 2 foot long orange looking thing. What's funny, I know my neighbor doesn't listen to the show, but I did something funny with my little granddaughter the other day. I picked that big orange one, and they have some cucumber plants at their house. So I snuck over and I put it down in the bottom of their cucumbers. And I looked this morning, they still hadn't got it. So let's see.
Probably out there Googling. They'll be Googling it.
What is this?
Yeah.
Well, how did that happen? His squash has done really good. Had several meals with fried squash, and got some of them we'll put up in the freezer today for squash casseroles. Yeah. And
I've had that. I only had I live in a city. Obviously, I don't have room for a big field of corn, but I had six to eight stalks, and I've had a couple of years. So that was good.
That's not bad.
And my watermelon plant's got watermelons all over it.
Yeah, his does too. He said, going crazy. He said, get ready. The watermelons are coming.
They're going to be, it's going to be later August probably before they're ready. But these are not the big ones. They're small. So,
I don't know what he planted yet. And the cantaloupes are about ready also. Yep.
So if you don't have a lot of room at your house, build you a raised bed or just use your beds you have in your house and mix in some. We sell a good compost mix or whatever you got, mix it in there. It's just fun. I don't know. I mean, maybe everybody doesn't like doing that kind of stuff. But
we have six beds, six raised beds at work. Mm-hmm. And
that's cool.
I mean, we had several, the little Tomato tomatoes and regular tomatoes. We've got two large white pumpkins off of them.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they were huge. I said, well, it's not October yet, so I don't know.
I did plant me a pumpkin plant, so I'm curious to see if it does what it does. So.
There's, what else did they plant? Some string beans. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's really done very well. I mean, we were really surprised. Okra. Mm-hmm. Okra's done good. Now, Tommy's okra hadn't.
I don't like okra. That's why I didn't plant it, I guess, but...
I love me some fried okra now.
That one year I did eggplant, and it went crazy, but I don't like eggplants. I guess that's why I had a ton of it. I'm
not a big eggplant fan, so.
There's only so much you can do with it.
We had a lot of success with broccoli
a couple of years ago. I've had it during the winter, but you got to plant that in the fall coming up.
Yep.
So. Yeah. And
it's cool, really.
It just kept growing. And I knew it was a winter thing, but all throughout the summer. And finally, I just got tired of broccoli. I was like, I'm just going to pull these up.
Yeah, mine kept growing. Then it started flowering. So it wasn't any good. The big yellow flowers come on it. So it was probably done then.
Now, Tommy had real good success with the collards last year, too. Mm. I mean, we've got a bunch of collards in our freezer, so we're ready for come wintertime having some collards.
And we do a lot of herbs. Tracy does use a lot of herbs in her cooking. So we got basil, dill, oregano, thyme, rosemary, just on and on and on.
Yeah.
Stuff. So that's those are easy to grow.
I use a lot of that. I don't grow it, but I use a lot of those for.
We got some mint. But you better put mint in a pot because it gets everywhere.
Steve says it's a weed, but it's really good. I mean, it's also a good pest resilient.
Yeah.
It keeps.
I usually have a citronella plant. I don't have one this year, but.
But the peppermint's good about keeping ants and, small insects away. So.
Yeah. Well, Steve, the definition of a weed is something that's growing where it's not supposed to be. So lots of things can be weeds. Grass. Fescue can be a weed in your Bermuda grass or vice versa. Yeah.
Irises.
Oh, they just multiply. If you plant those things, you can expect those just to multiply like
elephant ears.
I've got elephant ears, and we were watering the other night, and my little granddaughter was with me, and I shot the water on that thing, and it just... beads off. It won't stay on there.
Yeah.
So we got one and held it up like a little thing. She was looking at the bead up. She's like, what in the world is that thing? But those are good. Perennials are something very good to plant that you don't have to do a lot of work for. And they come back every year and they're just gorgeous. Now, it looks kind of bare in the winter. You don't have them, but.
Well, Tommy did get my strawberry. Vanilla, strawberry, vanilla hydrangeas in the ground. So he got them in, and then we started having this rain. So, my little peony's doing good.
Strawberry, vanilla. It makes me want to have some ice cream or something. Let's go get ice cream going.
Pink and fades into the vanilla.
All right, we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench. All the times have come.
Rocks, Rocks, Rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and I hope everybody does have a lovely day. We're covering covering a lot of good music, all the way from Blue Oyster Cult to Bill Withers. Like, that's a wide variety of music.
All over the place.
All over.
100.1 like FM. Just like this show. Yeah, we talk about a wide variety of subjects, but it's good. So I want to mention.
A lot of it was gardening.
It's all beneficial.
Yeah.
See how many names of plants we said today. I bet it was a lot.
Probably so.
I want to remind everybody Carolina Fresh is open today. We're open from 8 to 2, which is right now. And if any of my guys are trying to reach me at work, my phone is dead and my cord is at work. And they didn't have a cord here, so it's going to be dead for a little while. So if anybody's trying to reach me,
we'll
not be
spare.
Able to. But it's kind of like a good thing I was saying out there.
Keep a spare.
I keep looking at my phone, and I look at it more for the time than to see anybody texted. But
it's 8:58.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to talk to the manager today, you won't be able to talk to him. But he'll be in the office at 8 o'clock. On
want to speak to the manager.
Yeah, I love that when I get a phone call. And I was talking to a guy at a restaurant. He's the general manager last night. I said, don't you love it when somebody brings you the phone and said, they want to talk to the manager? Sometimes that's always a...
That's not good.
Not a good thing. No. But every now and then you get some good compliments. Yeah. And like I say, 99% of the customers we have are awesome, and it's just a fun atmosphere to work. And got good people that are working for me, too. So, and yeah. I'm glad Rhonda came today and kept me company today. We had a good talk, upbeat. And Matt, thanks for you chiming in over there.
Played us some really good music.
Really good music and got our day rolling, so... So,
this has been a quick 30 minutes.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see Steve next week on the radio.
Have a great day.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.